Now we're getting into the business end of the Absa Cape Epic. Africa's untamed mountain biking race kicked off last Sunday at Lawrenceford Wine Estate. A reminder that we're marking 20 years of this iconic race in 2024, and that to celebrate that milestone, Absa has committed to 20 all-women teams. So 20 of the 60 teams taking part this year are all-female as part of Absa's She Untamed 20 for 20. Our own Liesel van der Westhuizen is on the ground to witness all of the action, and she's with me to tell us a little bit more about what happens in today's Stage 5. Liesel, always good to have you with us. Welcome back.
Thanks so much, Pippa. And I must say it was a little bit cooler than yesterday.
Thank heavens.
39 in Wellington.
You're
51.
Only.
At least it was a little bit cooler. But we're seeing the back, and I'm watching some of the videos of the back riders coming through Waterpoint 1 at the moment. As the men's race has just finished, the women's race has finished. And, of course, those back riders going to be expected to finish, hopefully, within the cutoff later today. But I must say today was fierce battles, strategic moves, and some heart-stopping finishes. You're going to be excited with this one. Matt Beers and his partner, Howard Grotz, of Toyota Specialized 91, unleashed their firepower. Mm. And they made it to within a clocking 2 hours, 46 minutes, 12 seconds ahead of yesterday's race leaders and the overall leaders. So that means Matt Beers and his partner, Grotz, to lead the overall standings with a slim margin of 2 minutes and 57 seconds overall. So let's see how it goes over the next couple of days. Anything can happen. You know, this is the Absa Cape Epic. And then for our ladies, Anne Terpstra, Nicole Kohler, still from Ghost Factory Racing, rewriting history books. Their six consecutive stage win, 5 regular stages plus the prologue. So their reign in the Aramex women's category really standing still. But you never know, Candice Lill and Mona Miltwalter from Cannondale Factory Racing might just have something on them. They finished just 20 seconds behind the leaders today.
Sure. I mean, Liesel, that it's this tight, this far into the race, just speaks to the quality of the entrance this year, that it's still so competitive after all these kilometres and many, many metres climbed. Tomorrow is a big, big one. 87 kilometres to be covered and 2,400 metres of climbing through the Stellenbosch mountain passes. At least conditions a little bit cooler, but I wouldn't want to be them tomorrow, Liesel.
No, not at all. And some rain predicted tonight, so it might just cool the dusty conditions down and hopefully not too muddy conditions. But you think after the Queen stage yesterday and all the amounts of climbing that happened, that tomorrow would be a little bit easy. But there, as they say, there's no easy days in the Absa Cape Epic.
Yeah, yeah. Now, before we let you go, because this is the last time we're going to be chatting to you on my show, Liesel, it's all been all about the focus on the female riders this year. And I know there's one in particular you wanted to mention who's really been making waves.
Absolutely. And an incredible rider falling under the hashtag She Untamed, racing with the Absa team in an all-female team. I'm talking about Bhavisha Narain. And Bhavisha Narain, despite years of concealing a skin condition called vitiligo, which causes deep pigmentation.
Yeah.
She is on the route, and she never thought that Absa Cape Epic would be something she would do. She started mountain biking probably just 4 years ago, and she was meant to be in the 2023 race. 6 weeks before getting onto that start line, she was in a cycling accident.
Gosh.
And surgery was going to take place, which meant healing and recovery would fall into the 2023 Absa Cape Epic. She's on the start line. I'm getting updates from her and from the team, and she's already into the stage. But what makes it unique and what makes her special is, despite everything that she's facing, despite the skin condition that she's tried to hide for many years, she is confidently embracing her natural self in the workplace, not hiding her skin condition with makeup.
Yeah.
But what makes it unique is she is the first Indian woman on the start line in the Absa Cape Epic. And she is breaking boundaries, and she'll probably be the first this year to finish the Absa Cape Epic. And just congratulations to Bhavisha and her teammates.
Absolutely. And just wonderful. I'm always in such awe of people who pick up and try again when things have gone horribly wrong. My next guest is another example of that, Liesel. So I'm going to wrap there to bring his story to our listeners. But thank you so much for all of the insight you've given us this week. You've really made us feel like we were with you there, albeit in a cooler studio setting than you were experiencing. Liesel, we really appreciate all of your time this week.
Thanks, Pippa.
Keep well and enjoy the last few days. Liesel van der Beste is chatting to us there. And just a reminder that the Epic is coming to an end on Sunday. The grand finale is at Kutzenberg in Stellenbosch. The first ride is, I believe, expected something like 10:30 or so. So if you want to be part of the excitement, that's where you need to be on Sunday to welcome the field home. Thank you again to Liesel van der Beste for keeping us abreast of all the action at the APSA Cape Epic.